You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Well, I want to talk to you today about life with an open hand. Say it with me, life with an open hand. Life with an open hand. I believe God wants to entrust us with some things. He probably already has entrusted you with some things, but he wants to entrust you with more. But it depends upon how we live our life. Do we live our life with an open hand? So I want to challenge you with this concept. Can we live with an open hand? Because I believe everyone starts with something. Everybody in the room, nobody starts with nothing. God gives you something, some gift, some resources, some things in your hand. Look at somebody and say, you got something. Something unique that God has placed in your hand. If we learn anything from the parable of the talents, we see that God might give more here, he might give less there, but there's always something that he gives that we're stewarding. So whether you're at a place where you feel like others have been given more, or you're at a place where you feel that others have been given less, you're at a place, and the more important question is, how are you stewarding what's in your hand? How are you stewarding today what's in your hand? How are you using it? Because as I was looking at the parable of the talents today, I saw two contrasting stories, one of action and one of excuses. Jesus tells this story like this, that when the master came back to take an account, there were two of the servants that had an action report. They said, God, I took the talents and I doubled it. But then there was one that cleverly tucked away his talent with an excuse. I think that is the place that we're at in our lives so often. We have to ask, how am I stewarding what's in my hand? Have I taken action, or do I have an excuse for why I have inaction? Far too often we say, well, I would have done that, but I could have done that, but I know God told me that word, but I fill in the blank. And so I believe Jesus is asking us, the Holy Spirit is asking us, how have we done with what's in our hand? Can we be fruitful with it? I think so often we're concerned about losing something. That last servant, he was worried about losing something. Can I tell you what fear does to you? Fear will make you lose twice. Make you lose two times. You lose the opportunity of productivity. And then in the end, you lose the original thing that you started with. See, the devil's tricky like that. He wants to sow some fear in your life so that you don't take the risk and take the action when you're supposed to with the thing that God's placed in your hand. How deceptive is that to make you lose twice? Because when the master returns and he sees the servant with no action, he says, well, I can't keep this gift with you. I need to give it to somebody that's going to have a return on the gift, have a return on the investment. Fear makes you lose what you could have and what you do have. Fear makes you lose what you could have and what you do have. You know, sometimes like Job, the Lord gives things into your hands and the Lord takes things away. I love Job's attitude in Job 1:26. He said, blessed be the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What an incredible mentality. I believe that's the mentality we need. You say, God, this is what's in my hand. Sometimes the Lord is giving. Sometimes the Lord is taken away, but blessed be the name of the Lord, because I know at the end of the day, what he gives is going to be greater than what he takes away. Amen. What he gives me in return is going to be greater than what he asks me to give up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. I love that mentality. The problem comes when we have a sense of entitlement before the Lord, like spoiled children before the Lord. We say, that's mine. That's mine. And our hand is closed. Instead of saying, God, I'm just stewarding what you gave me. God, I know you blessed me with that job. I know you blessed me with those relationships. I come to you with an open hand. I'm not saying mine. I'm saying it's yours. God can trust you with more if you can say, God, it's yours. I believe God can run more resources through your hands if you say, God, it's yours. It's when we have the entitlement mentality that we say, mine, mine, that God says, I can't get anything to you because your hand is closed. I can't trust you with more, even if I wanted to, because your hand is closed. When God takes something or asks us to give something up, he's preparing something greater. Look at somebody and say, something greater. Whew, we just sang that song about we receive your reign. I believe the scripture says he's going to give us the former and the latter reign together. That your latter will be greater than your former. How many believe that in your life? That whatever he's taken out of your life, whatever has been taken out of your hand, God has got something greater for you in store. If we can not allow ourselves to be hurt and to live in fear and to close our hands, God has something greater. If we can live with an open hand. See, holding on to the wrong things will sabotage your blessing. You can't get a harvest if the seed is still in your closed hand. Can I tell you that today? Some of you may be thinking, what I have isn't enough. That's right, because it's a seed for a harvest that God has for your life. You're looking at your life and you're confounded, saying some of these things are just not enough. It's because it's the seed and not the harvest. It's the seed and not the harvest. It's the seed and not the harvest. Can I say that prophetically into your spirit today? What you have in your hand that is not enough is the seed and not the harvest. If we can put into the ground, we talked a couple of weeks ago about putting the right thing into, if we can put into the ground what is not enough, he will give us what's more than enough. I'm just going to say it one more time because I'm hoping somebody walks out of here with this. If you can take and put into the ground what is not enough, God can bless you with what's more than enough. I believe that. I believe that. We have to stop looking at our seed and thinking it's our blessing. God is not small. God is not small. God is not small. So often we have a small image of God. We've put him in a box. We have put limitations on God, but God is not small. Just say it with me. Open your hand. Can we give up some things that he is asking us to give? Can we sow some things that he's asking us to sow? Can we allow him to take some things out of our hands that we thought was important? I can't tell you how many times in my life I thought something was important. Right. Until God took it away and gave me something greater. I told the story a few weeks back ago about when God asked me to give up my best keyboard, and then he gave me something much greater. God wants to give you something much greater. God wants to give you something much greater. There, in the book of Daniel, were three young men. I call them the three Hebrew boys, but they have a had a certain mentality about how they operated. God blessed them. He gave them position. He gave them prestige. He gave them the resources. And then one day a test came. They were high up in the government. They had good positions, comfortable positions. But then a test came, and they had to make a decision to stand in faith or to cave in to the pressure that the enemy was putting on them. A test comes, and the question was, will they compromise to fit in? Will they do the things that everybody else was doing, or would they stand in faith? But the mentality of the three Hebrew boys, these young men, was, even if it costs us everything, we're going to do it God's way. Right. Even if you threaten us, even if you say that you're going to kill us, we're still going to do it God's way. You know, I wish that we had more of this mentality and less of the mentality that we cave in when we think we're going to lose something. In the face of losing everything, their resources, their position, their lives, they said, we're not going to cave in. We're going to do it God's way. How many of us could say, I'm going to do it God's way? Because I believe in the greater things that God has for me. I'm going to do it God's way. I'm going to stand in faith even when the enemy is threatening me. Because that's what happens far too often. The enemy threatens your money and you cave in. The enemy threatens your career. Sometimes we cave in. The enemy threatens relationships and we cave in. But here's the problem with the enemy. Even when you cave in to him, he still takes stuff from you. He doesn't play fair. The enemy's not going to play. He doesn't do truces. When you do what he wants you to do, you still lose. So you may as well develop the mentality of the three Hebrew young men that stood up and said, no matter what, we're going to do it God's way. Because guess what? His promise stands. He's faithful. He's good to his word. The devil is tricky now. He could tell you one thing one day and turn around and double cross you the next day. Fear causes you to close your hand. Don't get scared out of your blessing. Can I tell you that today? Don't get scared out of your blessing. Keep your hand open. If God can trust you, he can put so much into your hands. God cannot work with a closed-handed person. He can't do it. He can't work with you. He's waiting to work with you. He wants to work with you. But when your hand is closed, guess what? If he can't take something out, he can't put something else in. God wants to put some things under your care. He wants to put some authority in your hands. But if you're still holding on to what you think is important, you're going to miss what the Bible says is true riches. True riches. True riches. Will you stand with me today? I believe this is the word for you today. Life with an open hand. Will you just close your eyes and put your hands out? Put your hands out like this. God, we thank you. We thank you for a different mentality, a mentality that you can entrust us with much. God, we can experience the overflow in our lives because we're not afraid to let go. Let go. We understand that we're just simply stewarding what you've given us. We're stewarding resources. We're stewarding relationships. We're stewarding open doors. We're stewarding the careers that you've given us, stewarding jobs. God, it's all right if you need to take something away so that you can give something greater. We give you permission to add to and take away as you see fit. God, we lift up open hands to you today. You still got those open hands there? Open hands. God, we give you open hands today. Just say this with me. God, I give you open hands. I give you permission to take some stuff out and to add some other things in. Because I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my resources. I trust you with my relationships. I trust you with my career. I trust you with it all. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we thank you. Can you just be there for a second?
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.